Imagine a world where you truly own everything you create online, where your digital life isn't rented from tech giants, but belongs to you as surely as your physical possessions. This vision animated the internet's pioneers, but has largely vanished in our corporate-dominated digital landscape. In Read, Write, Own, Chris Dixon maps the internet's evolution through three distinct eras. The read era of the 1990s, where most people passively consumed content, the read-write era, beginning around 2005, that transformed billions into content creators, and the emerging read-write-own era that could fundamentally reshape who controls our digital lives. At stake is nothing less than the future of the internet itself. Will it fulfill its democratic promise or calcify into digital feudalism? The internet was originally built on protocol networks, systems like email that distributed power to users, operated transparently, and allowed anyone to build on them without permission. These open systems contrasted with the corporate networks that now dominate our digital lives. Facebook, Twitter, and similar platforms centralized control, maximized profit, and ultimately betrayed the developers and creators who helped build them. The early internet's revolutionary quality came from its radical openness. Its foundation consisted of permissionless protocols, rule sets for computer participation that functioned like languages, requiring consensus. Email succeeded through simplicity, generality, and openness. The internet's decentralized design made it resilient, with all nodes treated as equal peers. The domain name system gave users ownership of their domains, allowing website mobility between hosts without losing connections, keeping internet businesses accountable in ways centralized social networks never could. Corporate networks prevailed through a consistent pattern. Companies begin by offering free tools to attract users, building their network while subsidizing costs. YouTube's first hit feature allowed users to embed videos on their own websites, a classic come for the tool, stay for the network strategy. Initially, these networks court developers and creators while their network effects remain weak. As networks grow powerful, the relationship deteriorates. Positive sum becomes zero sum as platforms capture more revenue flowing through the system. Facebook's relationship with game developer Zynga exemplifies this pattern. Initially, Zynga's games like Farmville were Facebook's biggest sensation. But when analysts identified this dependency as a risk, Facebook diversified revenue and ended the partnership, nearly destroying Zynga overnight. What if we could build networks that couldn't betray their users? Blockchains represent a new computing paradigm that could automate centralized intermediaries, enabling direct peer-to-peer interactions. Unlike technologies that automate peripheral workers, blockchains aim to automate the center, eliminating middlemen like Uber while connecting service providers directly with customers. Blockchains are virtual computers designed to resist manipulation through a network of physical computers that anyone can join but no single entity controls. These systems reach consensus through cryptographic and game-theoretic guarantees, offering three key advantages. They're democratic, accessible to anyone with internet, transparent, complete history is public, and can make strong commitments about future behavior that traditional computers cannot. While traditional computers are controlled by entities who can change rules at will, blockchains put code in charge through consensus mechanisms and immutable software. This shift from don't be evil to can't be evil fundamentally reimagines how digital systems operate. Have you ever considered that you don't actually own most of your digital possessions? Your ebooks, movies, and music remain tethered to platforms that can revoke access at will. The only digital assets most people genuinely own are their websites through domain ownership. Tokens represent a paradigm shift by making users, not services, the owners of digital assets. Unlike virtual goods in games, where users merely rent items, blockchain tokens shift control from corporations to immutable code, making digital ownership genuine and permanent. This ownership creates tangible benefits beyond individual control. It builds wealth through asset appreciation, encourages investment in care, and enables innovation by allowing people to remix and repurpose without permission. True ownership enables creators to sell directly to collectors, developers to build new applications on existing platforms, and users to maintain their digital identity across multiple services. The technology business has undergone multiple transformations, from hardware to software in the 1970s, then to open source, and finally to services. The early 2000s promised greater openness through APIs and interoperability, but the iPhone's arrival shifted power to corporate networks that quickly moved from attract to extract mode. What makes software development uniquely powerful is composability, the ability to assemble smaller pieces into larger compositions, like Lego bricks. GitHub hosts billions of interconnected ideas created by millions of developers who've never met, collaborating through shared code. Composability means code never needs to be written twice. It can be copied and reused infinitely. Despite its potential, software composability remains limited to static code rather than live services because computation costs money. While corporate networks have failed to maintain open ecosystems, blockchain networks offer a solution by providing strong guarantees that their services will remain remixable and permissionless in perpetuity. Have you noticed how much of the value you create online goes to tech platforms rather than yourself? Networks make money by charging fees on activities like commerce or advertising. The percentage they keep is their take rate, and strong network effects typically lead to high take rates by locking in participants who have few alternatives. YouTube takes 45% of revenue, giving creators 55%. In contrast, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter extract about 99% of their primary revenue source, advertising, with minimal creator funds representing less than 1% of revenue. Blockchain networks disrupt this model by offering dramatically lower take rates, typically between 0.1% and 2.5%, meaning more money flows to network participants rather than corporate profits. These low take rates are maintained through code-enforced commitments, community control requiring votes for any rate increases, open source code allowing competitors to fork networks with lower rates, and user ownership of valuable assets that reduces switching costs. We face a choice between two internet futures: a digital oligarchy controlled by corporations that stifle innovation, or communities serving as stewards of a democratic digital world where value and control are distributed among participants. After analysis, only two architectures preserve the early internet's openness: protocol networks like email and blockchain networks. While protocol networks would be preferable for their simplicity, they cannot effectively compete with corporate networks due to limitations in monetization and governance. Blockchains represent the only credible alternative that combines protocol networks' societal benefits with corporate networks' competitive advantages. Unlike Google's "Don't Be Evil" motto that relied on trust in management, blockchains provide a stronger "Can't Be Evil" assurance through immutable code and cryptographic guarantees. The promise of this emerging era is maintaining healthy civic life in the digital world through a balance of private and community ownership. What seems late in the current internet era is actually early in this new computing frontier. These are the good old days of a transformation potentially as significant as the early internet itself. The question isn't whether we'll have digital networks, it's whether they'll be worthy of the internet's original democratic vision.